This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys featuring Jed Distler. To learn more about Steinway & Sons, maker of handcrafted pianos since 1853, visit www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. If you've been following this show for some time, you've probably realized by now that I love to pull out piano recordings from my collection that either contain works that you might not be familiar with, or else I will find unfamiliar recordings of familiar pieces of music. And we will have a little bit of both of that on this episode. I am titling this episode New, Old, and Unexpected because I think that's exactly what I'll be playing. And I take that title from my good friend, the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Tim Page. He used to host a terrific radio show that was called New, Old, and Unexpected. And I asked him if I could steal the title from him. And Tim graciously and very generously agreed. So thank you very much, Tim, if you're listening. But I'd like to start off this episode by talking about an American composer who I don't think gets the attention he deserves. That is Otto Luening. He was born in 1900 and he died in 1996 at the age of 96. He's probably best known for his groundbreaking experiments in electronic music from the 1950s. But his musical output covers a surprisingly wide range of styles, and you will hear this in a group of six preludes for piano. I think they're beautifully written for the instrument, and they are definitely ripe for discovery among young pianists looking for interesting and neglected works to play. Back in the year 2000, my good pianist friend Mark Pelequin, who has done a lot of important work on behalf of American composers, recorded a CD completely devoted to Otto Luening's piano music, and it is Mark Pelequin's performances of the six Otto Luening preludes that we will hear right now. Thank you. Six piano preludes composed between 1935 and 1951 by the American composer Otto Luening from a recording by Mark Pelequin. The music of Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel has been getting lots of attention recently. She was the older sister of Felix Mendelssohn. Her music is very much of her era, and superficially you can hear resemblances to her more famous brother, yet I think that her piano textures tend to be a little darker, perhaps, and thicker, maybe closer to Schumann or, in some respects, foreshadowing Brahms. We're going to hear a Notturno in G minor. The pianist is Heather Schmidt. Music by Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel.
Thank you.
We just heard the Notturno in G minor, Nocturne in G minor, by Fanny Mendelssohn-Hensel, performed by Heather Schmidt. I was talking about Brahms a few moments ago, and I was thinking about the young Brahms. When he was only 20, he composed his huge piano sonata number 3 in F minor in 5 movements. It's an ambitious and epic piece that actually has done quite well on recordings. There are a lot of really fine versions in the catalog. But there's one recording that came out in the 50s that's rather obscure. It was made by the Swiss pianist and composer Leon Nadelmann. And you can find it online, in fact, but I transferred it from my old scratchy vinyl copy. I want to play the scherzo movement, the 3rd movement. I really like this performance. It's a bit rough around the edges, but it has a really fearless quality to it and a sense of passion and ardency that really makes this music come alive. It's almost like the composer was at the piano himself. Let's listen to Leon Nadelmann playing Brahms.
Thank you.
The Scherzo from the Sonata No. 3 in F minor, Opus 5 by Johannes Brahms. That was a performance recorded in the 1950s by the Swiss pianist and composer Leo Nadelmann. Here is music by a composer and a pianist whom I've known for quite some time. Her name is Amy Rubin. She's based in Seattle, Washington. Her music is kind of hard to pinpoint because it flirts with classical forms, with jazz, with influences from South America, and it conveys both exuberance and sophistication. Here's an excerpt from her cycle of piano pieces called American Progressions. This piece is called Pasqualette. It's performed by pianist Jocelyn Swigger. Music by Amy Rubin, a piece called Pasqualette from a cycle of piano pieces entitled American Progressions. The pianist was Jocelyn Swigger. Let's explore another American composer pianist from a different generation. He's probably the only composer I know to have originally come from Edgeworth, Pennsylvania, on the banks of the Ohio River. That is Ethelbert Nevin. He was born in 1862. He died in 1901 when he was only 38. He wrote lots of songs and lots of little piano pieces, including this etude in the form of a scherzo. It's a fun piece to listen to, but it's quite a finger twister, as you will hear in this performance by a great pianist who also died way too young, Malcolm Frager. Thank you. The great American pianist Malcolm Frager at the piano, music by Ethelbert Nevin, the etude in the form of a scherzo. We have another great American pianist up next, Van Cliburn, who became an overnight superstar in 1958 when he took first prize in the first ever Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow. That was a competition that was designed to show off young Soviet talents, and in came Van Cliburn from Texas, who just excited everyone with his magnetism and his big-hearted virtuosity. One of the pieces required of the contestants to play at the competition was a rondo composed especially for the event by Dmitri Kabalevsky. It's a very effective piece, and we're going to hear Cliburn's actual live performance from that 1958 Tchaikovsky competition of the Kabalevsky Rondo, Opus 59.
Thank you.
Music by Dmitri Kobolevsky, the Rondo, Opus 59. That was composed for the 1958 Tchaikovsky competition, where Van Cliburn took first prize, and we just heard Cliburn's live performance of the Rondo from that competition. This is Jet Disler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys. Continuing this episode of music that is new, old, and unexpected, the year 2016 marked the 220th anniversary of Mozart's death, and Universal Classics brought out this incredible box set containing Mozart's complete works. I've been slowly working my way through this box set. I wrote a review of it, and there's still so much music to absorb. What's been interesting is that time and again, I came across performances that either I had forgotten about or had never heard about before or didn't even know existed, especially in Mozart's chamber music. For example, the so-called Kegelstadt Trio for clarinet, viola, and piano. I had not known that James Levine recorded it back in 1991 with the clarinetist Carl Leister and violist Wolfram Christ. And it reminded me again that Levine, you know, in addition to being a great conductor and music director, is also one of the most sensitive and skillful collaborative pianists. Let's hear the Mozart Trio in E-flat, Kürschel 498, the opening Andante movement. Thank you. Mozart's trio in E-flat, Kürschel 498, the so-called Kegelstadt trio, the opening Andante movement, with clarinetist Carl Leister, violist Wolfram Christ, and at the piano, James Levine. Also in 2016, a box set came out produced by Sony BMG, containing all of the solo and concerto recordings made for Columbia Masterworks by the late pianist Eugene Istomin. I don't know if you pronounce it Istomin or Istomin. I'm being very guilty of not knowing, so I hope you will correct me. Now, I had written the booklet notes for this release, and when I was writing the notes, I did not realize that the producers were going to include some recordings that had never before been issued, such as Igor Stravinsky's Piano Sonata. It has a very interesting first movement with a lot of polyrhythmic interplay between the hands. So let's hear it now in a previously unpublished recording by Eugene Istomin. Thank you. we began with the first movement of Igor Stravinsky's 1924 piano sonata played by Eugene Istomin. Or do you pronounce it Eugene Istomin? Please help me, listeners. I really have to know that. And then we heard the adagio from the harpsichord suite number 2 by Handel with pianist Lisa Smirnova. We're going to conclude with music by the composer Philippe Baudin. He composed this brilliant piano suite that's called Inner Banners. I'm going to play the movement called Chains. The pianist is Genevieve Fywin Lee. Music by Philippe Baudin, a piece called Chains, that is from a multi-movement piano work entitled Inner Banners. The pianist was Genevieve Fywin Lee. I have to say that this has been quite a mix of musical styles, maybe more than usual for this show, but, you know, I think that's a good thing. It's healthy. Think of it. Otto Luening, Fanny Mendelssohn, Brahms, Amy Rubin, Kabalevsky, Mozart, Stravinsky, Handel, and Philippe Audin. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.